जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
यह प्रवचन श्रीला गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज के द्वारा प्रश्नों के उत्तर देते हुए 25 मार्च 2016 को इस्कॉन जुहू में दिया गया।
गोपी जन वल्लभ वरधारी, भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर आर स्टूडेंट्स इन दिस असेंबली फ्रॉम डिफरेंट colleges, maybe somebody can present who the different groups are.
There are students from IIIT Basar.
Can you raise their hands from Basar? Okay. Basar is in Andhra.
Telangana.
Modern Telangana, ancient Andhra. Am I right?
Yes.
Political Telangana, ancient Andhra.
Yes.
Okay. Which are?
Jalgaon,
where the, and which other college?
Jaipur.
Jaipur, where the, how many from NIT Jaipur? And how many from Bombay? The youth of India are the future leaders of tomorrow. So our goal is to educate the youth in the higher values of life. We do not tell people, don't study, don't pursue your academic career, don't get top grades. We want to study, no problem. But you should understand, what is the whole human life for? Our spiritual master was once giving a lecture at a major university in America. And he started his presentation with a question. Is any department that tells you what happens after death? Does anyone teach you that in India? What happens after death? No. So, and as you know, in the campus, and university life, there's so many immoral things going on. Drug abuse, alcohol, etc. Is it becoming very common or no? I was in Punjab a few months ago and a leading professor told me, please do something to save the students in Punjab. They're so addicted to drugs. Why do people turn to drugs and all? As some of you may know, alcohol, drugs, etc. They're bad for your material body, isn't it? And they're bad for spiritual life also. These cause many diseases. And why do people take drugs? They want to forget their miseries. Basically, material life is full of miseries. They think that they can get a higher level of pleasure. Prabhupada, when he started the movement in America, there was an article that came in the newspaper. It said, stay high forever. Chant Hare Krishna and stay high forever. If you chant Hare Krishna, then you'll always be joyful and happy. So you students are very fortunate. Some of you may be, how many of you are first year students? And second year? third year, fourth year, and any postgraduate, M.Tech, any doctorate? No. My mother is having a doctorate from a very prestigious university. So, you are intelligent, but along with your studies, you also want to pursue spiritual study. So do both. You can see how much misery there is in life. Just visit any hospital and you will see there, you will have experience yourself. So Krishna consciousness is nothing new. Sometimes it appears new because we have deviated very extensively from our real culture. Once a devotee was chanting his rounds and traveling the local train from Bombay, and somebody asked him, "Tumhara my heart would get because he had his head inside the japa mala. That man could not see Asia in the name of the Lord. He thought he's fractured his hand. So just to give you a small example of how far we have gone from our real subject. So Krishna consciousness is presenting the ancient philosophy. As some of you may know, this year we are also celebrating the 50th anniversary of ISKCON's incorporation. And last year we celebrated the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's departure from India. In other words, ISKCON as an institution is 50 years old. But our philosophy is more than 5,000 years old. We are giving you the same philosophy that Krishna gave to Arjuna, and it came down through the disciplic succession. So what I'll do today, I'll give you a short talk, and I'm sure you heard many lectures, but I'll leave some time to answer questions. But usually students have a lot of questions. Last Saturday I gave a class in Pune and it was about 600 students, and then we had a bigger program the next day with 15,000 students, and in that program with 600 students the question and answer period went on for about 2 hours answering your question. So I would be surprised if you all have questions, but today we will just be here for a limited time. I believe some of you went to Meena Road Temple. All of you. It is a whole group of just.
Okay.
Is that okay? I have questions. Okay, Hare Krishna. So please, questions. Yes. You can ask anything. Freedom of thought, speech. If you want to criticize us, feel free. We are democracy. Okay. Do you have a cordless mic? No. Okay, please. Can you speak louder?
I chant, but my mind never concentrates.
Your mind is not steady.
Mind of schedules and different thoughts.
First, I'll give you the good news. You want to hear the good news first? The good news is that you're not the only one in this. Everyone has the same problem. That's the good news. They say that misery loves company. So, and Krishna says, everyone is struggling with the mind and the senses. So the advice is, just concentrate on the chanting and let the mind wander. Gradually, the mind becomes steady. But by chanting and hearing, the heart begins to get cleansed. And you begin to experience a higher taste. Don't worry about the mind. My spiritual grandfather, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, used to say, every morning when you get up, take your slippers, beat your mind 100 times. And every night when you go to sleep, take a broom. Yeah. What he tells them, I'm not going to listen to you. Ignore the mind. Okay?
In between 2 hours, we have to complete that 16 hours. That also gave me very pressure. Completing fast.
I really appreciate your frankness. You don't have to necessarily finish 16 hours in 2 hours. You can take as much time as you want, and if you don't feel the pressure. What time do you get up in the morning?
Sometimes 5:30,
sometimes 4. Which college are you?
Mumbai. Mumbai.
You'll be a counselor. So I'm sure if you speak to your counselor, he'll give you a practical program. Okay. Good question. Yes, more? More questions?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Maybe when you ask a question, you can identify which college are you from.
I am doing my M.A. here only.
Yeah, in Bombay.
Yeah, in Warsaw, near Jubon.
Yeah, okay, good. Have you met before? Yes, what's your question?
While practicing, so sometimes we lose our determination. So,
this is a very honest statement. Sometimes we lose our determination. And that danger is always there. Not only for you, for everyone. This is, as they say, Maya's kingdom. So whenever we try to pursue spiritual life, Maya tries and attacks us. So what is the solution? The solution is taking precaution. Just like in the rainy season, you take an umbrella with you. Or in the winter season, you wear warm clothes. So take precaution. Chant your rounds. Read. Associate with devotees. And these simple activities will increase your determination to serve the Lord. As they say in English, practice makes a man perfect. You heard that? And then there's another similar saying. Try again. And what's the balance? You will succeed at last. If you keep trying, and you'll get more determined. Rupa Goswami said, do bhajana kriya. If you do bhajana kriya, it means chanting, reading, then you'll develop nishtha, determination. Okay? So, we have to be alert all the time. One can think, well, I'm a sannyasi for 30 years. Maya has not touched me. Maya is ready to touch everyone. Maya was even trying to touch Haridas Thakur. Haridas was determined, so Maya got defeated. Follow? Okay. More questions? Quick.
Maharaj, I am from Jalga. So while working, we have to associate with many people. Who says sometimes, say, they crack joke or they discuss filthy things. That makes impression on our mind. Okay. How we should prevent ourselves from doing.
Like you are an IT graduate, you work for a company?
No, I am in college lecture. Okay. Or your teacher, they sometimes discuss in cabinet something wrong with.
Yes, that is. Because you are teaching, many times when devotees are teaching, because teaching is a good avenue for preaching. And sometimes you do have to associate, and with worldly-minded people, they will cut jokes. And most of the jokes they cut will be centered around women. So, it's a difficult situation for devotees. Some of the other keep thinking about Krishna when you're in that situation, and that will help you. You follow? Just like sometimes, I mean, you all are in India, but it's one has thousands of devotees who are abroad, who are born in Western culture, brought up in Western culture, who work in Western culture, you follow? Where it's very different from India. In India, at least, everyone understands Krishna. So, devotees have to talk about how is the weather, how is this, how is that. And then they do a little bit of what you call social talk. So, that we have to do. Even when you go out preaching, sometimes you have to do social talk. One of our very good book distributors in America, she would meet someone, she would say, "Are you a doctor?" The other man would say, "Why did he look like a doctor?" "Yeah, he looked like a doctor. He looked very intelligent." He would start talking, and then inspire him to take a book. So, for preaching, he had to be a little intelligent, you know. I'm going to a seminar in Shanghai, and then I'm preparing a talk with a lot of Chinese folks in it. But it's going to be a Chinese audience. So whether you're preaching, you have to be practical. More questions? Do you have them? I'm pleased to repeat.
Maharaj, as daily you have to go to college, how can we stay free from lust, like bodily consciousness? You have read again and again.
Lust is a problem, regardless of whether you are going to college or not. It's not that. It's not that. And we're not going to call it lust without bothering you. Krishna says in the Gita, it is the all-devouring enemy. It is always burning like fire. It is never satiated. So what do? Do you raise your hands up and say, "Sorry, no scope"? Krishna says, with the weapon of knowledge, destroy the eternal enemy. So, the weapon of knowledge means equip yourself with knowledge. Read the books. When you read the scripture, you'll see lust can never be satisfied. There was a king called King Yayati. He had the opportunity to indulge in sense enjoyment for 10,000 years, but still he was not satisfied. They said I was like a lusty goat. A lusty goat is in front of the slaughterhouse, and any time it gets slaughtered, it doesn't worry. It just engaged. It's just interested in sense enjoyment. So through the scriptures we understand lust can never be satisfied. There was once a Mohammedan king, Akbar. He asked his prime minister, "How long does lust really bother a living entity?" And the Prime Minister said, "Sir, lust is going to bother you till your death." He said, "You mean in old age also?" And he said, "Yes." So one day, the Prime Minister came and told the King, "Please come to witness a dying man, and please bring your young daughter with you." And when he reached the hospital, he said, "Just see where the dying man's eyes are going to be." The king saw the dying man was looking at his daughter, He said, now I know why you brought me here. So, he must recognize Nas cannot be satisfied. So the best is to cultivate spiritual life, and that gives you better understanding. Okay? There used to be this late Rajneesh. He propagated indulgence sense enjoyment, one day you get tired. That's not true. That's not what the scripture says. Okay? But a good question. More questions? No questions from the Telanga block. They're really a little shy. Okay.
I'm working in a company.
Where?
So I'm supposed to around 8 to 10 hours there. But I'm working as a trainee there.
Where? In
Mumbai.
Okay.
So I come early, nobody's there to look after me. So I come early and come to the temple. And so actually, I should stay there around 8 to 10 hours. I'm supposed to be there because they are giving me money. So, am I doing good or bad?
You come to the temple and then you go to work.
Yeah.
So, what's your question?
So, my question is it justified to come early in late?
I think you're doing the right thing. You come early, you get your spiritual batteries surcharged. So that when you go to work, you can tolerate. You won't get affected. You're doing the right thing.
Some people say like, somebody is giving you money, then you should be faithful to them.
You're going to work also. You don't say you don't go to work. But you're coming to, let's say, your friends don't come to the temple. What do they do? Spend most of the time in gossiping, joking, drinking chai. Alright? And then I don't talk. You are more intelligent, you say. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to go to the temple. You are intelligent.
My question is, I'm supposed to stay there 8 to 10 hours, but I'm not staying 8 to 10 hours. I'm leaving around, I'm staying around 5 to 6 hours. I'm leaving early.
And your boss is not minded?
There's nobody there to look after me.
Okay.
And there is no work also.
So you're very lucky.
So I'm just asking, like, if this condition happens,
I think it's okay. You're lucky Krishna is giving you more time for spiritual life. It's like, I often joke with the engineering students, they correct me, we're doing 4 years, can easily be done in 3 years. Because Krishna is only given here 4 years, so 1 year you can devote to spiritual life. Almost all engineering professors have told me, they can easily finish a curriculum in 2.5 years, just 3 years. But in India, they stretch it out to 4 years. In America, they did the same curriculum in 3 years. But in India, they stretch it out to 4 years. That's why so many engineering students are becoming devotees. They get time to practice spiritual life. So it's Krishna's reason. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna Maharaji, myself Vivek Pandey from Tripurari Basa. My question is that I'm feeling very much enjoyed here by coming to this camp. So I wanted to initiate this to my juniors also. So how to initiate, how to take a first step?
I think your desire is very good and you should take guidance from your counselor. Your counselor can tell you how to expand the preaching, and they should be everyone's desire to make others fortunate. just like you become fortunate. So in material life, let's say you start a business to become rich. You want to keep your formula a secret. Alright? And no one in the world knows what is the exact formula of Coca-Cola. You heard of Coca-Cola? And no one knows what is the exact combination except few people in the Coca-Cola company. Because they don't want others to become rich. But in spiritual life, when you discover something good, you want to share it with everyone. But we want everyone to be happy. That's your mood. It's a very good mood. So take guidance from your counselors and they will help you. Yes?
For us, in this complete world,
where are you from? Triple IT. What does that mean?
Indian
Institute of Information. It doesn't mean CIT put together. It's a triple IT. Okay.
We should give importance to
conquer
spirit or
spirituality. I'm sorry, can you
repeat? In this complete world, we should give importance to conquer spirit or spirituality.
We should give importance to
competitive spirit
means in American English rat race. The rats are always racing. So, take condition spiritual life. And if you want to be competitive, no problem. You want to be the best student in class. So everyone says, the Hare Krishna is student of the first prize. That's okay. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
I'm going to stay for another 10 minutes. Yes, go ahead.
From Nanded Maharaj.
From
Nanded.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
So, whenever we go to churches or houses, small ways, then we see that there is only photo, Lord's photo. And somehow, in my case, that the praying mood is not developing, is not conviction that this is also Lord. Temple, we can see that is a deity and okay.
So you feel the picture of the deity that you see is not the same as the deity.
So conviction is not there.
Don't worry. Just keep chanting, the conviction will gradually develop. Don't feel bad. Just keep chanting. And come more to the temple. In the temple, you feel more happy. Isn't it? But just keep chanting, don't worry about that. Your faith will get stronger as you chant and read and associate. You see, we have been forgetting the Lord for so many lifetimes. And now we have to make effort in this lifetime to build up that relationship. Okay? So don't feel bad. Keep chanting and associating.
Krishna Maharaj, myself, Manishram, Tripura Ki Basa. Is Quran, if the Quran and Bible also spoken by God himself, why are there some differences between the principles of Bhagavad Gita and the other scriptures? For example, meat eating is strictly prohibited in Bhagavad Gita, but the Muslims, all Muslims, okay, eat.
I have a question. 2 and 2 is 4, isn't it? Or 2 and 2 5? Four, everywhere, isn't it? But still you have high and low level of mathematics. Am I right? So Bible, Quran, Gita, these are all spiritual books. Gita is directly spoken by the Lord. But you have high and low levels of knowledge. in the Gita, Krishna said, send it to me. In the Bible, Jesus Christ had to say, thou shalt not kill. Because he was speaking to a degraded audience. The Quran was spoken, he had to speak, thou shalt only sleep with our wife. The people were integrated at that time. So different religious books have different degrees of knowledge. But the real test of religion is the extent to which it's making it with the love of God. That's the real test. Prabhupada, when he went to Iran, he told them, chant the names of Allah, no problem. But, Jiva, Muro, Viragya. Don't say, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Hindu, I'm better than you, and I have no love for God. And religion means give up your love for sinful activities. You cannot be religious and kill God's children at the same time. Okay?
Yes, my question is that what are the differences of Vishnu and Krishna? Who is your incarnation?
Krishna is going to follow the law. That's why at home you may wear casual clothes, but when you go to work, it does it more formally, isn't it? The Krishna, when he goes to work, he becomes Vishnu. And when he takes passion with his devotee, he is Krishna. Okay.
Maharaj, I am from Rajpur. My question is that sometimes we make efficient our seva, so we chastise some devotee sometimes, and sometimes we spoil a relationship also. So how can we
help?
Sometimes to make our service efficient, more efficient, our seva. So we spoil sometimes relationship with each other, each devotee, with devotee. So how to...
We should be sweet in our dealings with everyone. We should be respectful and humble. Even if we are correcting a devotee, we should correct him with love. Not that, hey you fool, can't you see you're taking a drink? Then you look and maybe you see the sun in the same thing. In a nice way. Then you can correct the person. The Bhagavad Gita says the study of the tongue is to speak the truth or to speak it in a palatable manner. Okay? If you speak it in a palatable manner, then even if somebody doesn't agree with you, he will at least say, oh, I met such a nice gentleman. Yeah.
What is?
Tapasya means austerity, where you voluntarily give up what is detrimental, what is bad for spiritual life, in favor of what is conducive or favorable for spiritual life. That's like we say, chant Hare Krishna. The normal activity of the tongue or aptitude is to do prajalpa, mundane talk, joke, tell me songs. We say, don't chant me songs, chant Hare Krishna. So that's tapasya. My eyes are used to seeing blue films, pornography. I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to see nice videos like Mahabharata Ramayana. That is the person. And the tongue wants to eat meat products or something else. But you say, no, I'm going to eat Krishna Prasad. That is the person. Not that you stop eating, not that you stop talking. But you stop talking what is nonsense and then what is favorable. Okay? Because they want to more questions and then go.
I'm from an attitude. How can I develop humility now?
All good qualities will be developed just by chanting Hare Krishna. One medicine to cure all diseases. And we are not able to chant nicely. One reason for all ailments. Chanting is the cure and chanting is the cause. If you chant nicely, it's the cure to all diseases. And if you don't chant nicely, it's the cause for Maya's problem. You just chant. And be respectful to everyone. Our philosophy is to be servant of the servant. You didn't materialize everybody wants to be boss. How come chalega? But in spiritual life, our mentality is to be become dasa and dasa. Servant of the servant. Be respectful to everyone. And gradually, and these things cause you to be well. Okay. Yes.
Maharaj, I am from Jaipur. Sometimes we find that it is said that greed is the only price for spiritual advancement.
Greed.
Greed for.
Yes.
So sometimes we find greed, but sometimes it just become mechanical. Any chanting or service.
Even if the chanting is becoming mechanical, don't worry, just chant. Follow? There's so many things we do, it may be mechanical. We just do it. We just chant, and gradually you get beautiful. Okay, last question. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I am from Dubai, sir. What should be the mood when taking the lesson of Lotus Feet?
The mood should be, please make it the Lord's mercy. So then I get drawn spiritually. You follow? The mood should be that please I get the Lord's mercy. I get drawn spiritually. That should be the mood. When you see the Lord, the mood should be, please my Lord bless me. I can go and serve with you. Lord, I suppose. Okay? Yes.
In starting, we are like very much good and cooperative with devotees. But then, after some time, we say that I also have a plan of mine. And then, we lack the cooperative spirit among the devotees. So, how we can develop the cooperative spirit?
In other words, you may have your own idea, and a superior may have his idea. Am I right? In spiritual life, honesty and frankness is the best principle. If you have a nice idea, discuss it with your counselor and see what he says. If the counselor thinks it's practical, he may encourage you, or he may tell you to wait, the time is not ripe. You follow, and you can wait. But be frank and honest. Reveal your heart. Guru Goswami says, six things are very important for spiritual life. Reveal your mind to those that are more advanced. Take instructions from them. Give charity, accept charity. Serve prasad, accept prasad. Don't keep anything in your heart. Sometimes more grudges. We have anger at some devotee. We keep it in our heart. That says not to keep anything in your heart. For your senior or junior. And that will depend on you. Then, in spiritual life, honesty is the best principle. Even if you made a mistake, admit it. Okay. I thank you, devotees, very much. All the way you're staying here. They'll leave you tomorrow, back to Telangana. The Jalgaon ones are also going back. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.